Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's really satirical and dark comedy until you realize how dangerous it is. Imagine if aliens showed up and said, carbon is bad, we're getting rid of carbon. You're like, what? The trees are carbon. The plants are carbon. The fish are carbon. I'm carbon. Well, yeah, we're going to get rid of carbon dioxide. It's bad. Well, that's the life-giving gas along with oxygen. Well, we're doing it. And now it's what plants eat. It's nitrogen, and it's toxic, and it's bad. It's all just made up. The Netherlands is a tiny country, produces the third largest producer of food in the world. They've already shut down 10% of the farms. By 2030, it's going to be like 60, 70%. And they're just doing it. People, like, don't believe this. They're like, no, now it's here. Here's the monster, the Frankensteinian creature, John Kerry, telling you that it's for the environment to shut down farms. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a real environmentalist, one of the biggest ever, has come out and said this is all a power grab and it's feudalism, which is what it is.
We're facing record malnutrition at a time when agriculture, more than any other sector, is suffering from the impacts of the climate crisis. And I refuse to call it climate change anymore. It's not change. It's a crisis. We're beyond.
To start, they do a 2-year lockdown in the third world, shut all the farms down, starve everybody, cut off the fertilizer production, saying it's bad, pull back bank funding for farms, create a worldwide food crisis, which causes the third world to collapse, and then he acts like global warming did it, just like the virus came from global warming. No, it came out of your Wuhan lab. So all the problems they create in the climate crisis is the worldwide crisis they're creating that gives them more power, which gives them more of their agenda. Play this eugenics, mass murderer, James Bond villain right now for the people so they know who their enemy is.
We're facing record malnutrition at a time when agriculture, more than any other sector, is suffering from
murder. The
impacts of the climate crisis.
It pauses again.
And I refuse.
Again. They're the ones that say there's too many people, but they're worried about malnutrition that their policies directly cause. Continue.
Change anymore. It's not change. It's a crisis. We're beyond the concept of just change, and we can manage the change. And without action, millions of lives and livelihoods are going to be at risk. There are scientists who will tell you today that the probability of a large portion of Africa that is a huge food supplier to the continent could implode in terms of its agricultural capacity if we don't get control of what we're doing. 15 million people are dying every single year around this planet as a consequence of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere, in the air, which travels around and drops in the form of pollution and is warming the ocean at record rates, changing the chemistry of the ocean itself. Without action, millions of lives and the livelihood of the planet is at risk. In parts of the world, climate crisis has now cut growth in agricultural yields by as much as 40%. And at the same time, food systems themselves contribute a significant amount of emissions just in the way in which we do the things we've been doing. Though this conference over the last 2 days, I know, has been really grappling with sort of how we change that dynamic and what we do. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. But emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today.
And instead of being able
to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And I say that to you folks coming from...
We're supposedly going to be underwater by 2017.
...who've done analysis within the oil and gas industry itself, who have come to that conclusion based on their models.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that's not some, you know, fly-by-night operation.
No, that's you cutting the food off and then saying food production's down because of global warming. You lying, murdering sack of garbage. Burn in hell. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Boy, it's awfully enraging to listen to that absolute scumbag, John Kerry. That does a disservice to scumbags. He's worse. But, you know, they sit here and they use Africa as the example. Folks, Africa could be industrialized. Africa could be unleashed. They've got energy. They've got resources. Africa could be a blossoming, blooming metropolis utopia. I mean, say what you want about Saudi Arabia and UAE and others. Notice they are expanding. They are growing. They are building. They are innovating. Whether you like what they're doing with it or not, that could be the entire continent. The globalists don't want that. Because if Africa can be built to succeed, and if Africa can be industrialized, and the African people can prosper and have a high standard of living, well, then their entire system is done. Their entire system is shot. When you see that free market industrialization lifts the standard of living, then the entire thing is kaput. So they have to keep Africa down. That's why they killed Gaddafi. That's why they removed Nigerian presidents. They cannot let Africa succeed. So that's why they always use that as the example. And they always want to global scale it so that you don't feel like you're part of your local community, or you don't feel like you're part of your state, or say your nation state, your sovereign nation state. No, you're on this globe now. And so everybody has to be on the global government together, because we're all sharing in this climate change, which is just a total scam. Even if it was going to go up a half a degree in 100 years, sounds pretty good. Let's heat it up. Before we take your calls the rest of the hour, and that's what we're going to do here on the Alex Jones Show, phone calls the rest of the way until the next guest, Maria Z, takes over. Understand the psychology of these control freak authoritarians, Bill Gates, John Kerry, the like. You probably want control of your own life. When you think about control or authority, you probably just want control over your own life, authority over your own life, whatever that means, your work, your family, your day-to-day activity. That's where your authoritarian mindset that's in most human psychology begins and ends. You just want basic authority over your life. That's why we have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. You have authority over your life. Self-government. So I always use this analogy because it just resonates with me, and I believe it people would understand. If you're driving, let's say you're in a rush to get somewhere, or you got, you know, somewhere to be, whatever, and you're in the fast lane, and there's somebody driving in the fast lane, and they're going 55 miles an hour, it's a 75 mile per hour speed limit, they're going 55 in the fast lane. Well, that's frustrating, and they're in your way. And you're sitting there like, get out of my way, get out of the fast lane, I got places to be, I got people to see, I got places to go, get out of the fast lane. But that's a very local, personal experience where you feel like somebody's in your way, you're trying to live your life, have authority and control over your life, somebody's sitting in the fast lane in your way. That's just your local life trying to have control over it. The way that people like John Kerry think And the way that people like Bill Gates think, folks, it's not a local thing. They've got plans for the world. They've got plans for the entire planet. And you wanting to eat three meals a day? And you wanting to live in a climate-controlled house that you own on land that you can farm and maybe create produce with? That drives them nuts! They can't stand that! You're in their way! So it's not as localized and innocent as you from getting to the rest of your day. No, this is on a global scale. They've got global plans. They want the entire planet to be run with algorithms. They want the entire planet to be run by AI. Everything automated with them in control. You a slave until you're useless. Then you just become a battery. Then you just become extinct. And you wanting to own property, and you wanting to have a family, and you wanting to have three meals a day in a climate-controlled house that you own, you're in their way. They think you're outdated. They think you're going 55 miles per hour in the fast lane. They want to run you over. So that's what John Kerry is really doing, speaking to those people. That's what Bill Gates is really doing at TED Talk, saying we need to get the population down to zero. They're sick of people being in their way. They have global aspirations to have the entire planet running on numbers, algorithms, AI that they control. And if they have to completely destroy the current civilization as we know it, then fine. Better off for them. That's the mindset. That's the psychology. These are the mad, evil, villain, control freak authoritarians that we're dealing with. Except, we're not sitting in the fast lane going 55 miles per hour with somebody in front of us slowing us down. That we're law-abiding citizens. We just have to sit there and deal with it. Maybe we get a little upset. Maybe it delays our day a couple minutes. No, these people will run you over. These people will blow your car off the road and smile at the body engulfed in flames and you burning to death. That's like joy to them. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to take calls the rest of the way. But just understand, stopping man-made climate change is really about stopping man. That's it. Forget climate change. They want to stop man. You are the carbon they want to stop. You are the carbon they want to cut out. You are the carbon they want to eliminate. This is an important understanding for the humans on this planet, because at this point, is John Kerry even a human? I mean, that's like a demon alien sitting there licking his lip. I'm going to shut down the economy. Africa's going to starve. I emit more carbon emissions in 1 week than the average human does in their entire life. But I'm here to tell them to shut it down. Sure, I look like Frankenstein warmed over, alien demon possessed. But we're going to shut down Africa. And we're going to make sure they can't industrialize. We're going to keep those African people poor and living in squalor. And then when we're done with you in Africa, we're coming to Europe. And then we're coming to the West. And if Russia thinks that they can stand up to us, and if China thinks that they can stand up to us, we'll just start a war. I'm John Kerry. I'm the good guy. I mean, it's like so obviously the bad guy telling you he's the good guy. So, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Louisiana. I'm going to try my best to just shut up and take calls now. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Just first off, I used to be active duty military. I was kicked out because I didn't take the COVID shot. They tried their best to force and coerce me to do it. I told them I was not going to do it for my religious Christian rights and my oath to support and defend the U.S. Constitution and all 27 amendments. So, I'd like to first state that. Thank you so much. It's been a journey, but it was very peaceful the whole time because I had God on my side. I'll tell you this. This is a time where, you know, with the cyber grid and the power grid, if it goes down, which it more than likely will, in my estimation, people, they're not going to be able to trust the military. There's a lot of guys that I knew in the military that said they weren't going to get the shot. But when the hammer came down and they were coerced and they were threatened with court martials and all this stuff, they folded. They folded like an origami butterfly. So when it comes down to it, everyone has to rely on themselves, and they have to be prepared. They have to be prepared by not buying electric cars. They have to be prepared by having CB radios, knowing how to grow food, and knowing how to hunt, because it can and more likely will get that bad. And what I think the cause of all this, or excuse me, what I think will end up happening is not only will conservatives be blamed for the power grid going down, but on the other end of it, they're going to say, well, now that it's gone down, we're not going to be able to rely on conservatives to work in these plants or to be around it. So we're going to go ahead and boost AI and allow
Mike,
AI
I'm
to
I'm up against
the
a break. Hold it right there, because you make an important point I want to address on the other side of this break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Imagine as we show these beautiful scenic images of Earth. Most of Earth is uninhabited. We don't even know what exists in over 80% of the oceans. and tyrant demon freak shows like John Kerry want to act like, oh my gosh, it's all shot, it's all done, it's the climate crisis. You're the crisis. You and your authoritarian demon freak friends are the crisis. And so, you know, I was thinking, we got to plug, we got to fund ourselves. I can tell you all about our powerful triiodine formula, Survival Shield X3, 25% off right now while supplies last. I can tell you all about Turbo Force Plus. It's my favorite energy supplement. I'm not even exaggerating, folks. I try to get 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day. It's probably a little bit more than the recommended dose. But Turbo Force Plus, my daily before I go on air every day, and it gives me 10 hours of sustained energy. But I can tell you about all that. But you're listening to this, folks, if you don't have emergency food supplies, it's just, because here's the thing. There's a certain level of panic when this information starts to sink in, especially for new audience members. Rightfully so. But you can ease that panic, and you can ease that mystery of not knowing, well, what's going to happen with these demons in control of the planet. Folks, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Have an emergency food supply. Have an emergency water supply. Have the ability to filter water if you need it in a situation like that. And yeah, we do provide the solutions at InfoWarsStore.com. Absolutely. Why wouldn't we? We don't just sit here and tell you, hey, these are the problems. We also have solutions that we found ourselves that we share with the audience. So we found the highest quality emergency food supplies, and we have them at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yeah, they want to shut down food production. They want to shut down the power grid. That's not good. You might have a little extra ease of mind. You might have a little bit of that pressure released when you get these emergency supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. 3-month emergency food supplies. Year-long emergency food supplies. All kinds of different selections at InfoWarsStore.com. Not to mention the water filters. Not to mention the air filters. So yeah, we are on a planet with absolute demonic entities trying to conquer it. You might want to be prepared for when these people shut the whole thing down. I'd like to stave that off. I'd like to never, ever have to open and eat my emergency food. That would be a total victory. But boy, oh boy, you'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Take some of that pressure off. Take some of that worry off. Ease that stress about living on this planet where these freaks like John Kerry want to shut off your energy and shut off your access to food. Get yourself an emergency food supply right now at InfoWarsStore.com. What are you waiting for? Now, let's go back to Mike, because this is exactly the point Mike was making. And, Mike, you were getting into a little bit more of the solution. So I want you to talk about that real quick. You had the awakening. You went into response mode. How did you get prepared, Mike, as a former member of the military?
Well, I did... 13 years in the military, honorable service, and I got an honorable discharge. And one of the things that I realized right before COVID was, you know, things were not going in the right direction. I have to prepare fast. I have to make sure I have ammo. I have to make sure I have firearms. I have to make sure I have water filtration and the ability to clean dirty water and by getting, like, water purification tablets, that kind of stuff. And then when 2020 hit, I remember being in the military in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was telling guys, like, look, everything's about to shut down. We, you know, people are going crazy after toilet paper. We need to get ammo, and it's going to go up, and we need to get our firearms if you don't already have them. People made fun of me. They joked about it. And then a week later, ammo went from like 20 cents a round to 70 cents a round. And then people were just going crazy, like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, I know you don't know what to do because you didn't listen when I told you. So, you know, the thing for me is just you can't be prepared enough. And it is much better to have the things that you need in a pinch and never use them than to need them and to never have them. Because the mobs are going to come out again. They're gonna go and they're gonna take the stores. The grocery store is gonna go down.
Yep.
If you look on like the Gateway Pundit, in the last 3 years, over 100 food processing facilities have been either bombed or airplanes crashed into them. It's not by mistake and it's not a coincidence. We're being attacked from all over. And when it really hits and everything really goes down, there's gonna be a lot of deaths of people out there. And unfortunately, a lot of people that are normally good, they're gonna resort to terrible instincts and actions, and a lot of people are going to be hurt and murdered, and it really sucks, but you cannot be prepared enough, and it goes back into like the United Nations and State Memorandum 7277, where they had a plan to decrease the police force and the military, and while they decrease the military, the United States military and the police force, they're going to increase the United Nations police force. And what do you think is going to happen when they start storming through different countries like the United States? Our borders are already destroyed. So we're getting to the point where we're so demoralized. Once the UN troops are, you know, on the streets and walking around, it's going to be normalized. And it's going to basically be like a movie, like, what can we do? We can't do anything, but be prepared, have hope, and trust in God. That is my number one thing. If you trust in God, you can do anything.
Amen, Mike. Amen. Thank you for waiting to make that statement. Very powerful stuff. Let's go now to Debbie in Kentucky. Debbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to thank Alex for waking me up in the 90s. He confirmed things I saw then. And because of him waking me up is how I am completely self-sufficient now, including my own energy supply. So I just want to thank him for that. But in all... Simon said something that made me think also. There's going to be obviously some clearly big thing that happens. Not only is our cyber, are they going to attack our internet, our phone service, but remember that 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that went missing? That would be perfect to take out all the energy power stations.
And then you had that individual try to ram a U-Haul into the White House, that deranged lunatic who they're giving a light sentence to. It's just...
Right. Well, that was my original thought. Was that was like a trial run. Maybe they'll take out the Capitol or something, make it look like that. But Simon had me thinking, if they take out our energy, our infrastructure, our grid, then they could force us into this green energy stuff. Well, it's too expensive to repair it, to replace it. Let's just go local solar panels, windmills, etc. You know, that's a possibility. But something major is going to happen.
Everybody can feel it. There's like a sixth sense. There's like a spidey sense. Everybody can feel it. And you know, and Debbie, thank you for the call. God bless you. And you know, look, I've kind of... I mean, don't get me wrong. I like being right. Believe me. That's why I talk for hours every day. But the whole hate to say I told you so thing is really starting to wane because, you know, I have all these leftists. They write hit pieces about us all day long. And it's just like, you know, when everything goes down and you're starving, do you think I'm going to be laughing?
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, we're taking calls. We're going right to the phone lines. Justin in Florida, you are live on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to plug your InfoWars products. I got the TurboForce, BrainForce Ultra, and the Nitric Oxide Boost. And I tell you what, I work on a ranch 12 hours a day. I'm part owner of a hot dog stand, and I have a pressure washing business. And I used to drag. My days used to drag. And now I own the day. Let's just say it completely changed my life for the better. I can't believe I was on the fence this long, and waited to order your products. I am a lifetime buyer now, and I just want to thank you guys for improving my life.
I love that success story. Justin in Florida now owns the day thanks to the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Justin, thank you so much for that.
Have a great day.
Wow, that was it. He just wanted to call in and plug the products and how they've made they've improved his life. I second that. Let's go to Kyle in New Jersey. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. You know, I wanted to talk about, I don't quite understand why the globalists think that if they put in this cyber attack, that it's going to help them. Because all the people that, you know, are sheep and follow the mainstream media, they need the TV and the internet to even know, you know, what to do next. So when they wipe that out, they're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, these people are going to start, well, now what do I do? They're going to start talking to their neighbors, start talking to people, and I think it's only going to awaken more people. And in addition to, you know, if they want to bring in a digital currency, if you shut down the internet and then put it back on, you know, if you, while everything's down, if you don't have any cash on you, you're not going to be able to buy anything. So they're going to put it back in and then be like, oh, now we need a digital currency, and people are going to say no, because what if, what just happened, happens again. I think there's going to be a lot more pushback after the cyber attack than they would even have right now.
You know, these are very interesting potentials that you lay out for us here today. And I think you might be onto something. The catch would be if they do or when they do implement a power grid shutdown or a cyber attack. Now, Alex just explained earlier, he thinks it might be isolated, maybe one area, not the whole full-blown thing. If they do the full-blown thing, though, that's when you know it's the global conquering is on. Like, they're not playing patty cake anymore. They're not floating trial balloons out anymore. They're going for full-blown global conquering if they indeed do that. Everything stems from the digital currency. Everything stems from the digital currency. They need that for global domination. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to roll us up into that. I wonder, I mean, they may have thought the same thing out that you have thought out, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more, you know, if they want to go all digital everything, if they, you know, cut down the grid, it's only going to cause more pushback. You know, now people already like to use credit cards for everything, and, you know, myself included. But, you know, if they cut that off, people are going to say, wait a minute here. I'm certainly not going to buy an electric car because if this happens, I can't go anywhere. And I'm going to make sure to have cash, and I'm not going to be relying on the bank. Because I just learned I can't trust that.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. The more they expose themselves as the global tyrants, the more thinking people rationalize that, maybe I shouldn't trust these global tyrants and all their plans. Kyle, thank you for the call. Let's go to Trent in Texas. Trent, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Alex, how you doing, man? It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of good points and stuff. My main thing with this whole power grid deal is, you know, communication is going to be shut down. And like he just said, you know, we're going to have to band together communities and educate and take care of our communities and take care of other people and take care of ourselves at the same time. It's going to be pretty chaotic because you've also got the ones that are, you know, they're just in limbo and don't care, or just, you know, live off of what they see and hear and all the lies and the propaganda. There's going to be chaos and, you know, the main thing is to educate and also, you know, pray for everybody, man. You gotta bring God into it. It's a spiritual war. I do it through our music, through my band and my music, which Alex helped me out when I was in Austin. He would give little speeches before our shows in three of my different bands I was in. And, you know, it was really cool to have that. It brought quite a few people around being in Austin back in the day. But just to be aware of your surroundings and know that it's going to get pretty hairy. You know, I mean, people are going to freak out. And if they're not prepared, you know, hunger has no shame. So the best thing we can do is just, you know, preach the gospel and help out your communities and help out your neighbors and the ones that don't, that are oblivious to what's going on and don't care. you know, one of our songs we have on our album. It's called EOS, End of Sanity. We wrote it many years ago, but we redid it just this last year. And I've heard a lot of people go, wow, man, that has a lot to do with what's going on right now, man. Like, well, yeah, you know, it's insane. But the end of sanity is here. It's been here for years. That's really what it comes down to is communication. They want to take the communication out. And once they
sure,
do that.
Sure, sure. And even that's why they want to demonize. You might not talk to your neighbor, but you might know your neighbor. Oh, my neighbor voted for Trump, or oh, look, they had a Ted Cruz sign or a Greg Abbott sign or something, and it's like, oh boy, I don't want to talk to them. They might be extremists.
With it being so divided, it's scary to get out there and talk to people because they immediately take offense. You know,
like, so it's time to just show people. Yeah, it's time to just show people. Hey. We're the good guys. I'm not saying you got to agree with all my stuff or like everything I do, but I'm not the one trying to attack you, brother. I'm the one that wants you to succeed, brother. And just living that example, I think, is going to be imperative too, Trent. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Nick in New York. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? Honor to talk to you, man. You're an absolute legend. Love all you and the crew and everyone. Hey, my thing is this. I think Trump should be, because he is the most influential guy, speaker in general on the right. He should get ahead of this power fake hack false flag, and basically just say he needs to hold a rally to say we are against any of this stuff. This does not represent the right, and he needs to call out the actual New World Order, who we know it's the Rockefeller, Gates, apparatchik, Congressman Larry McDonald. Alex played that clip before, called him out in '83, the Rockefeller apparatchik. And the CIA and all these people, because the problem with Trump, and I love a lot of his policies were great, but none of his policies matter. The energy policies matter if he allows guys like Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and that whole crew, which Dr. Peter McCullough has called out. And we know EcoHealth is CIA. Dr. Andrew Huff, the former VP of EcoHealth, said Daszak told him he was CIA. So this is all CIA operation. Trump has not called them out. He still calls it the China virus. And if he gets
this is an interesting point because Trump might understand the aspects of what he calls the deep state corruption, but I do think his foresight or understanding of the larger global issues is lacking. And if
he called Bill Gates his best friend,
if COVID-19,
Bill Gates is a great guy.
If COVID-19 was the test, Donald Trump failed it.
Absolutely. Yeah, like he said, Bill Gates is a great guy. He's never called out Bill Gates. RFK Jr. has wrote a whole book calling out the Rockefeller Gates apparatchik. It's Rockefeller who made the United Nations, who made the IPCC, putting out the fake Michael Mann hockey stick temperature charts that erased the medieval warming period.
Well, I've said this before, and let me reiterate in response to your call here. I'm probably still leaning Trump as far as my vote is concerned. I think I'm still leaning Trump. I'm not going to get into why, but I think the most important candidate to support right now is RFK. In this time and space, heading into the 2024 elections, I think RFK is the most important person to support because we need his voice out there. And, I mean, it'd be great to see him get the Democrat nomination. I don't expect it. But that's going to be more important, I think, right now than even supporting Trump, even for supporters like...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Here on the Alex Jones Show before the great Maria Z takes over in the fourth hour. We still got callers on the line. We go to them now. James in Texas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. James, go ahead. Very well then. Let's go to Brad in Kentucky. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I just realized that while I was listening to the hold that you guys discussed, you and Alex had already discussed with Simon what I was calling about. However, the why was not covered entirely, and that's because they want to link those that are vaxxed to the Internet of Bodies. And I know that was discussed a little bit as well, but that's the way that happened is because those that are vaxxed emit a Bluetooth signal. And I know you had Karen Kingston on, but I'm not sure if she actually has covered that with you because I haven't watched all of your interviews with her. But it's actually that information is in the patents.
Well, let me ask you this then. How convinced are you that that is a real story? Because as somebody that my whole life is surrounded around this, I'm not convinced enough that that is the actual case. So can you convince me?
That the vaccine emit a Bluetooth signal, you mean?
that people that got the COVID injection are either becoming a hub for some sort of cyber connection, whether it's Bluetooth or something else, or even have nanotechnology in them. I've seen all this stuff. I'm not convinced that that is the case.
Okay. Well, I was in your boat as well until I basically proved it to myself. At the time, I had an old phone that showed unknown devices on the Bluetooth app. On the phone's Bluetooth, actually, not an app. And once I saw these, I saw a video like in September 21, and out of boredom, I decided to try it while I was with my wife who was shopping at a mall one day in October, and saw, there are a bunch of unknown devices. That's weird.
Now, where is this?
This was in Kentucky, but it works anywhere because any person.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, like you said, you were at a mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Because now that's interesting because I guess I had a similar thought process of I was at a soccer game here. They'd probably get, I don't know, like 20,000 people inside the soccer stadium. And mm-hmm. when I looked at my Bluetooth thing, I did not see an odd amount of available connections.
Well. The reason is, so all the Android phones up until right before the pandemic, they showed unknown devices. They changed the default settings and actually updated the phone. So if your phone receives regular updates, the Androids that is, they will not show them. You have to either go into your phone's settings and change them. You have to turn on developer options if it's an Android. Apple won't allow you to do it. You have to just download a Bluetooth scanner app. And but if you have an Android, you can do it either way. You can turn on your developer options and set it so it will show you unknown devices, or you can just download a Bluetooth scanner app.
Okay, so let me just pause you right there because I want to get some other calls and just ask you this. What is the final goal with that? Or what do you think the final goal is?
The final goal is, if you look at the patents, they can not only see your O2 saturation with nanosensor wireless networks, but they can actually literally connect our bodies to the internet of bodies. And then they can not only track you, know exactly where you are, if you're awake or asleep, they can then regulate down to the nth degree the CBDCs you receive, what you can do with them. I think that's the goal. And I would like to add, too, that the way I know this is real is I got as scientific as I could about it. I've isolated people in rural areas where they're, like, in the middle of the forest. And with no other electronics on them or myself, I get an unknown device.
And this is with a vaccinated individual you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, and these are family members I've done this on.
All right. Well, this is certainly curious. I know others are completely of the same mindset with their own proof that you have. Maybe I could dig a little deeper. I'm still not totally convinced, but I think the idea, the agenda is definitely there, whether it's with this shot or the next, for certain, that is there. Brad, great call. Let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Hey, I want to touch on, I called in, and then you and Alex started talking about it for a moment there, a segment or so ago, about, okay, you guys are the best on supplying everybody more than information and proof, et cetera, et cetera. But like you guys were saying, what do we do, you know, instead of all of us being on the defense all the time because, you know, there's no justice system anymore, at least not for the Patriots. And, you know, and people talk about, oh, we got to get good people elected. Okay, but, boy, by that time, I think, it's all over. The game's already over.
So I'm not understanding. You're just, what is your point?
Well, my question, you know, if you could tell me what your thoughts are on how to turn this around a little bit and put us a little more on the offense.
Well, let me just say, I haven't lost faith entirely in the political system. I think our political system is good, as corrupted as it is and as illegitimate as parts of it may have become just in the process. I think our political system is still good. I think we should preserve it, and we should still have faith in it. I mean, look, I can sit here and say my vote is completely rigged. I'm still going to go vote every time because I believe in that practice. So I don't think we should just completely throw out the system that we have. Instead, just continue to use it, address how it's corrupt, and maintain that faith in it, thinking that we can save it. But I understand what you're saying. It's like, yeah, if things are this bad, then you can't vote your way out of this. That's why I continue to vent the frustration of, where are the political leaders? Like, why don't we have anybody? And it's not even fair to say that there's nobody. There's dozens of FBI whistleblowers, if not hundreds, if not thousands. There are good members of Congress that are starting to kind of raise the bar as far as what our expectations for a good politician looks like. But yeah, we're definitely lacking in that department. And so I guess the answer is you. You are the answer. You, the listener, me, the host, everybody out there, you have to be the solution. We can't rely on anything else. So if that means becoming prepared, becoming self-reliant, whatever the case may be, that's the bottom line. All right, Greg, let's go to James in Indiana. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The power grid will collapse overnight with all electric car stoves and heat. The federal government is retaliating against everyone that speaks out. FBI whistleblower, the government will crush you. If the government's retaliating against whistleblowers, what are they doing to the public? There's news out called D.C. U.S. Attorney drops 75% of cases, but they are going after Trump supporters. The government doesn't solve crime, they manufacture it. Alex is right. It's nothing but dirty tricks, lying informants, and manufactured evidence by the government. There's also news out called VA retaliates against 69% of whistleblowers. The government doesn't care about people they destroy, just the ones they need to silence.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I experienced that firsthand.
I got a last great product plug. If your mom's transgender and now your dad, get him hair and beard formula.
If you're a woman that wants to be a man, you're thinking the hair and beard formula might help in that department?
Absolutely. If mom's transgender is now your dad, you got Father's Day coming up.
You know, hey, equal opportunity here. Big tent here. If you're a woman out there, and you know, maybe you're thinking about trying the men's perspective, hair and beard formula from InfoWarsStore.com. I can't guarantee you're going to have a beard like mine, but if you're not trying, then well, there's only so much you can do to prove you're a woman. But you know, it's funny too. I witnessed this. I'm sorry to the other callers. We got 60 seconds left. The great Maria Z is going to be hosting in the fourth hour. And I was at a comedy show over the weekend. The great Alex Stein, my friend, was hosting. And it was funny because he had this one comic up who was a gay man. And he was making fun of the trannies. And it was such a great joke. And he said, he was like, you know, if you're a transsexual individual or you're a transgender individual, whatever, let's say you're a man pretending to be a woman. If you're a man pretending to be a woman and you go to the shop or you go to the store or whatever, and somebody calls you sir or man, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're not doing a good job being a woman. Maybe you need to step your effort up a little bit if it's that obvious with your 5 o'clock shadow at 10 a.m. So I forget the name of that comics. It was a hilarious routine. But so, you know. Yeah, that was what I forget his name. I'm out of time. Maria Z's up next. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.